If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 7:51. Next Friday is Carathon Day in the city of Jacksonville as we work to raise money for the Child Cancer Fund of Northeast Florida. This Friday is a different mayoral proclamation. It's the Players Championship Charity Day in Jacksonville. And I'm joined live by Jared Rice, Executive Director of the Players Championship. And I'm sure you probably have two loves with this annual event. Obviously, on the course with the week-long festivities and, of course, the four-day golf tournament. But the other big component is the charitable component, which is really going to be celebrated big time today, Jared.
Yeah, we've got, well, thanks for having me on, and a really exciting announcement this morning where we'll be unveiling that since our inception, we have been able to affect as a community $100 million in charitable funds generated through the Players' Championship since our inception, and $50 million since 2011. And that is when we had made a self-imposed goal to generate that amount of funds over the 10 years, and we were able to meet and exceed it in just eight. So a real testament to the community and something we should all be proud of this morning. Very excited.
That is huge to be ahead of schedule and that kind of money. How big of an impact does it really have in Northeast Florida?
I think it's maybe more than anything, it's inspiring to think about the total and how much of it has come within the last 8 years. And just let that sink in for a moment. And again, from as a community member and listener, to think about as you attend, watch, or follow the Players' Championship, we're able to make this kind of impact back directly to our community is pretty special, and again, inspiring to be part of an organization that does that really at the core of its business. So very, very exciting day.
The money has touched so many local charities. How are they, without getting into kind of like how the sausage is made, how are they essentially chosen? And going forward, if I'm, operating a charity or anything like that, how might I be able to get involved in something like that?
Well, you can always certainly visit our website, theplayers.com, and there's avenues and mechanics there that enable to those that qualify to be put on our radar, and that's always helpful to hear. But I think what's getting to your earlier question about how one is selected, not at the exclusion of others, but looking back in 2011, we had made the decision to make meaningful impact in the areas of youth charities, particularly in health and wellness, education, and character development. And really focusing on charities and not-for-profits that impact those areas, and being able to instead of being a mile wide and inch deep, to be able to make real meaningful impact in those areas. And it's the stories that have come from it are again really inspiring and humbling. So great day, and we certainly appreciate all your listeners who have been a big part of being able to do this today.
So as part of the Players Championship Charity Day, you and many others will be outside of City Hall, kind of surprising some folks today, huh?
Well, I can't give it all away, but I would say that we've made it a habit on these and love to do it and these types of events, do something a little extra special, and we will certainly do that again this morning with about a handful of again youth related charities that are in need of some additional assistance. So we're pretty excited to be able to do that for them today. So if you're around in your office or otherwise, check out our live stream on Facebook, and you can see us really make a nice impact and maybe a few extra smiles on some faces of some young people this morning.
So pretty awesome.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be at 10 o'clock this morning. Pretty awesome event and overwhelming support in our community with reaching the $100 million mark, $50 million specifically on ahead of schedule. Jared Rice with the Players' Championship. First, congratulations, and obviously we'll be plugged in a little bit later this morning. Check in during Jacksonville's News at noon for a closer look at some of those local charities that are going to be impacted. Jared, congratulations and thanks as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.